show this prehistoric bitch how we do things downtown.
Hello, and welcome to the Empire of Geek podcast. I'm your host, Steve, and I'm here to talk to you about a whole bunch of brilliant things. Everything from films to comic books to TV shows and other general weirdness, which you need to know, otherwise your life is worthless. Now, this is the first podcast I've done of 2017. Had a few technical difficulties, which have meant that the two other podcasts will never see the light of day. We don't need to talk about them and the bad times, because now we're in a whole new year, and hopefully you're enjoying yourself, because 2016, it got a bit of a bad name, didn't it? In fact, it was almost treated, I always felt, like a slightly murderous, kind of unruly child. Because whenever, as you all know, lots of celebrities pegged it throughout 2016, an inordinate amount of famous people carked it. And Twitter, if you are one of those people who goes on that, will no doubt have seen at some point message saying like, "Oh, 2016, how could you? Why?" in relation to the latest celebrity that had died. And it did take on this strange kind of life of its own. And the thing is, 2017, we've had more celebrities dying, but it's kind of getting a free pass at the minute. So I don't know if you're a year and people have personified you as slightly murderous, how many killings you can get away with, how many deaths are acceptable before Twitter and all the other twats who do social media decide to start getting on your case. But at the moment, everyone's cool with 2017. It's killed John Hurt. I'm not happy about that. But still, if everyone else is okay, I'll leave it alone. Anyway, less talking shit from me. On this show, we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of different things. Just as a little bit of a heads up, though, between you and me, before I go into the show. When I set everything up to record, my girlfriend, who you'll hear mentioned in the show, she doesn't like to speak. I think I managed to get like four words out of her. She decided it would be a really good idea to lay on a small buffet for the guests, which I'm sure you'll agree, that's nice, isn't it? If you're recording a podcast, get yourself some crisps, maybe some peanuts, who knows, maybe some sweets, you know, or a cake. Unfortunately, she decided to set up a bowl of, I think they were Doritos, although other brands are available, right next to the chuffing microphone. So listen out, because at certain points in the recording, you will hear her walking over and taking a bloody great big handful, and it clearly got picked up by the mic. And the other thing you might notice, and I won't tell you when it is, but just listen out for it. It's one of these little hidden Easter eggs, like a Marvel film or something. I also, when I'm recording, have my dog Dash with me, and he's a Labrador. And occasionally, if you've kept dogs, you will know this, they decide that they are going to carry out some kind of toxic bio attack on you by just dropping their guts with the worst farts you have ever smelt. It smells like the bottom of a chuffing lake. And he does this at some point. And as I'm talking in the background, if you listen really closely, you'll hear the two guests discussing the atrocious, quite frankly, it was atrocious odour coming from otherwise a very cute, small black Labrador dog. So look out for them. Anyway, on with the show. My first guest, not been on for a long time, not because we've fallen out, but more because I just forget to message him until the day before, and then I feel bad because he actually genuinely is busy. It's Dr. F.
Hello.
Flo Dizzle.
Hello.
How have you been?
Very busy with, like, looking after a little one. As haven't we all?
That's think, your midget farm, isn't it? So, yeah, great guns at the moment.
Yeah, it takes ages to train her to go up the chimney and, you know, down the salt mines. And
just... That's why midgets are better, though, because if it's a dwarf, they've got the, not being rude to dwarfs, but dwarfs and they have the big head, don't they? They could get that wedged into a chimney easy. Well, midget and dwarf different things.
I'm no expert.
They are.
No.
Dwarfs have dwarfism, which is they have the larger cranium, and that they could get stuck in a small space easier.
And what
than
makes
a midget
then?
A midget is just a miniaturized person, a smaller person. They'll all be in proportion.
normally dwarves have smaller legs and arms, but the torso and the head are normally the normalish size.
Like
midget versus dwarf.
Warwick Davis.
Yes, but and that's why dwarves are often mistakenly believed to have massive penises. They have a penis in proportion to a normal sized. I said normal again.
Average.
An average size kind of man. They'll have his torso and his wang, but then they have tiny legs, and so it makes them look like they are absolutely packing a monster of a cock.
Have you done a lot of research into this?
An awful lot. In fact, it's a feature today on the show.
Well,
it's not
pictures.
Really. No, it's not. That'd be wrong. So, what have you been up to then since we've last seen you? How's 2017 going for you?
It's a month and a bit into it.
Is it good?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Can't complain really. Well, I could complain, as everybody could, but
I'm sure you will at some
point.
And for those of you at home who are wondering what Dr. G looks like, he looks like a German Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead.
I'll take that. If you're thinking about the very unwashed scenes where he hasn't had a shower for like 6 months, then
oh yeah, you've been fucking rough with it. I'm not arguing that.
I'm absolutely rough as a badger's. Yeah.
And then next to you, onto the sofa, is my sister Lucy.
Hello.
You are a writer for Standard Issue.
Yeah.
Among one, some of the many things you do, how have you been?
I'm all right.
And aren't you? You've either been to or you're going to a party and you're going to meet comedian who funds it. Is that not happening? It's not a secret,
yeah.
Is it?
Well,
what's her name? I forgot.
Well, it's a private party, so people can't just rock up to it.
But, well, so remind me her name. She's a big name as well, isn't she?
Sarah Millican,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Northeast comedian.
Yeah, she funds Standard Issue, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's her magazine.
It's her magazine, and you work on it. It's excellent stuff.
Thanks.
It's good reading. I often think when I see people write about Standard Issue, not the actual writers of it, that it's put across as, oh, it's like a feminist magazine. And I think it limits it because it's just a good magazine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not. It started up as a magazine for women, as an alternative.
Like Woman's Own?
To crap women's magazines.
Mm. Oh, like Woman's Own.
Yeah. All that, you know, body shaming, celebrity balls.
I like that.
But men read Standard Issue as well. There's a lot of comedians that write for it, and
because we're a bit tired of the usual shit. Sorry.
And which is why people are tuning in to this podcast.
Mm.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And also on the sofa, she don't want to be part of the show, but she does pipe up when she feels like it, is my different gendered partner, Lisa. How you doing, Lisa?
Okay, thank you.
That's good. That's all we're going to hear from her, unless something popped into a little mind to say. That's a little bit patronising. Into a massive, great, big heat, to say. Now what we're going to do a feature of the show for a first-time listener called Ultimo Geek.
And if you say it backwards, it's a Star Wars character. Keeg or Mickey.
It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't get any points for that.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough. And now it's time for Ultimo Geek. So what we do is we're going to quiz our guests and we will find out who is the Ultimo Geek this week.
For this, Lucy and I will pair up on the same team.
Yeah, we'll do me and Florian against...
And we'll play Dash.
The world.
yeah, you ready, world?
Now, yeah. I have to say, I mean, I'm keep probably already, by saying this, I'm going to curse myself. But the two times I've been on your podcast...
You won it, didn't you?
I won it.
Yeah.
Oh,
joint winner on the last one, but the first time that I was on, outright baby. So, you know, if there's any...
Can we just, before we start, I want us to all marvel at Lisa trying to crunch quietly over the recorder.
Which, with Doritos, it's really difficult because you've got to suck them moist. And so that you could fold them with your tongue. Yeah, definitely. Moist is apparently a really word that people don't like.
I like it. I like it a bit too much. Hello, ladies.
So get you moist.
Are you moist? But you mean you're calling the police? So anyway, let's get on with Ultimo Geek. Play along at home. I will leave some embarrassing pauses in and make it sound like I'm that you at home are playing. So are you ready to play?
Oh, so good. Yes.
You've got answers. It's the person at home.
It's the man
person at home.
Oh, right. Okay.
Listeners.
So, listeners, are you ready? Good. Let's play.
God, that's like children's television.
Question one. Who is the author that inspired the much beloved, not by me though, Jurassic Park movie franchise? Is it Charles Dickens, Dan Whitman, Tom Frankford, or Michael Crichton?
How do we indicate the answer?
Show me your fingers. Show me your fingers. At home, you can shout it out and I'll hear you. So at home, what do you think? Interesting answer. So, what are you going for? And you're both correct. It was Michael Crichton.
You've misspelled Michael.
Yeah.
F*** off. Both of you, I'm going to dock you both a point there for correcting my spelling. The people at home didn't need to know about that, did they? Question number two. People at home, you're winning at the moment because I'm giving you a bonus point even if you didn't get that. Who's dead kickstarts the chain of events that play out throughout Game of Thrones? Is it Marna Locke, Ned Stark, Lyanna Stark, or Jon Arryn? Which one of those four lovely folks was it?
I have never watched Game of Thrones, so...
See, I have, but I mean, I can remember, obviously, one death that was monumental. The others aren't jumping out to me, but they could have been something...
Are they all dead, then, these characters?
I bet he's made some up.
No, they're all dead.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's one that jumps out, but I reckon that's fake news. I reckon you're trying to put us off. But I voted no anyway, so...
When Ned and Lyanna are Tony's parents?
Yes. Yeah, they died in the car crash, didn't they? Mm. Before he built the Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
No, he's Warden of the North, Ned Stark is.
Winter's coming.
Winter's coming.
Winter's coming. Give me a pie.
And the answer is Jon Arryn.
Oh! Okay.
Because Jon Arryn was the Hand of the King, and Ned Stark goes to King's Landing to fill in as the new Hand of the King.
Oh.
And so no one got that right, listeners at home. How did you do? Well done.
They didn't get it.
Oh no, pause it now. Oh no, that's it, fast forward, so ignore that. Oh, better look next time.
Good. I love differentiating it.
I love it. So at the moment, you are both joint in the lead. Question three. Hater is a new phone app that launched last week. Well, I'll say last week, about 2 weeks ago. What does Hater the app do? Is it a dating app based around matching people who hate the same things as you? It's a social network allowing communities to highlight companies and individuals that they hate. A game based on frequent podcast member Rob's life? Or is it an app that will send automated abuse to friends and family?
Can we call Rob Juan? Simply because it's more dickish than...
Juan Kerr.
Exactly.
Oh!
If you've never listened before, Rob is a regular member of the team who has dicked me around for the last three times we've tried to do this podcast.
For the last time.
For the fucking last time! Shit! It's pastry shoes. He's a wanker. Sorry, I've got your answer. And your answer. And you're both correct, yeah. It's a dating app based around matching people on things they hate.
Can I say that I hate when somebody misses out an apostrophe? Soz.
Question four.
Sorry.
Which of today's guests is an absolute grammar Nazi?
Oh, there's also a spelling mistake on this one as well.
Or is it Lucy? So what does Jarvis stand for? Is it just a rather very intellectual system? Just a rather very influential system? Just a rather very intelligent system?
Intellectual.
Or just a rather very incorporated system?
What's Jarvis from?
He is from Iron Man. Is it
okay?
Yeah.
I have no idea, actually. And that's
well, maybe if it's spelt wrong, it's not the correct answer. I've got your answer.
Oh, see, I know what I want to go for.
Go for
but
it.
But I reckon, no. I reckon I want to go with...
You're for a rather very incorporated system.
Just
it's three! Florian got it right. He takes the lead. Naughty. Question five. What is the race of aliens guarding Jabba's palace in Star Wars? Is it Ugnaughts, Rhodians, Twi'leks, or Gamorreans? Which of these guards his palace? To be fair, though, I didn't write this question. I stole it off somewhere. I saw it on the internet. He has more than just these guards, but they're an iconic one of his kind of palace guards. So, Ugnaughts, Rhodians, Twi'leks, Gamorreans. What do you think at home? Yeah.
Right.
I've got your answer. I've got yours. And you're both going for four. And it was Gamorrean guards.
Yeah.
Sounds like a venereal disease, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, man, I've got a terrible case of Gamorreans.
Ooh, get some cream filler.
Question six. Which TV series was based on the novel Cyborg by Martin Kaldan? Was it Lost in Space, The $6 Million Man, Cyborg X, or Continuum? Or Continuum? Continuum.
No, you spelled it correctly.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it doesn't look right, though, does
Continuum.
It?
Continuum.
I've got your answer. Come on, Lou, you need to stay in this.
By the way, I have no idea. Complete guess.
And you've both gone for the $6 Million Man, and you're both correct. Well done. How did you do at home? Excellent.
You know what the
great quizzing.
What was the what the follow-up was to the $6 Million Man?
Was it the $7 Million Man? Or woman. $6 Million? Well, woman, yeah.
Mm.
And it was played by... Oh, what's her fucking name? Something Powers, was it? No, one step.
No, it wasn't. No, she was doing Heart to Heart. Was,
yeah. And when they came together, it was mighty. Question seven. Which of these was predicted by sci-fi writer Jules Verne decade before its actual invention? Was it the internet, laser guns, video conferencing, or pastry shoes? Which of those? Get quizzing, quizsters.
Jules Verne.
Jules Verne. Red one. Gaga. <Gaga.
laughs>
The thing is, Jules Verne was very good at coming up with things which did become true. And you're both correct. It's video conferencing.
Yes.
He also predicted...
Pastry shoes.
He predicted pastry shoes. No, maglev trains. That's one of the other things. And he did a book. His unfinished novel, 20-something in Paris, it was called. And there's loads of stuff on there which actually then did become true. Clever bastard.
Also, there's... Well, it's a bit of speculation and extrapolation, but the Nautilus submarine is a nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and he got electric power as well. He was a big fan of... He came up with a taser gun. That was one of the other things that he thought of before.
Juban, let's drink to him.
Yeah, I've got my Pepsi Max with all the drinks available.
Pour some on the ground.
For my dead homies. Verno, you clever shit. Right, let's move on to the next one. Question 8, so you're 1 point ahead. Who directed the 1902 movie A Trip to the Moon? Was it Lon Chaney, Ernst Lubitsch, D.W. Griffith, or Georges Méliès? Who do you think it is?
And now there's two names that I know. I don't know whether I should go with the name that I know. But I don't think that's the type of...
Go with your heart. Quisters.
If I had that dairy, I could have gone with my fart. And followed through with it.
You're a doctor. You're a doctor, goddammit. It was Georges Méliès.
Oh.
Florian gets it right. 2 points ahead. Florian needs to get the next two wrong for you to draw level. Question 9. Which Battlestar Galactica actor in the last few weeks died?
Oh no!
Was it Lord Green, Dirk Bendix,
terrible.
Richard Hatch, Herb Jefferson? I didn't kill him for the quiz.
Oh.
Yeah. So which one of those? I'm sorry, I didn't put the die in it, did I? But which of these died? Lord Green, Dirk Bendix, Richard Hatch, Herb
that's
Jefferson?
Terrible.
So who is it?
Uh,
I can't believe I deleted the word died from my quiz question.
Yeah, I sort of assume.
Was it which Battlestar Galactica in the last week?
I know who it isn't, type thing. But
well, you know, because one of them has been dead for a long time.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't know. I'm going to go with. I have no idea.
You are correct. It was Richard Hatch. Lorne Greene is also dead. But yeah, he only died a few weeks ago, which was a bit of a shitter.
Balls.
Oh.
So, Florian, you're going to win, but...
Fake news. Fake news, this.
Look, I have won the popular vote, but you win it by electoral college.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
So, who was the female star of Weird Science? Was it Christie Brinkley, Cindy Crawford, Brooke Shields, or Kelly LeBrock? And you're just being rude on purpose, aren't you?
Exactly.
It was Kelly LeBrock.
I said three.
My answer
not
was
four. I meant four.
You can't do that. You said
my answer
Brooke
was
Shields.
Funnier.
No, I didn't mean Brooke Shields. I actually made Kelly LeBrock.
If you could have seen it.
I saw it. You made
that. I didn't know such. Of course I didn't. Yeah.
I meant Kelly LeBrock.
Well, yep. It doesn't work that way.
I don't know why I was putting three up. I know it wasn't Brooke Shields or Cindy Crawford or Christie Brinkley.
Brooke Shields farted on the set of The Blue Lagoon.
Did she?
I don't know that.
Everybody farts. That's
yes, Steve. Farts. Everyone farts.
Yeah. How do you get on quizsters?
You fart.
good one. Beefy. Next thing I want to talk about is... This is Art Beyond Borders. We on the show, several shows back, did a story about this graphic novel called Safe Houses. And Safe Houses was about this photojournalist called Mark Ellison who went to, I think it was Tanzania, and he spoke to these safe houses where girls who basically leave home to avoid genital mutilation and other kind of tortures which befall women in some of these countries. Well, now he's got a new project, Mark Ellison has, and what he's going to do is...
In fact, I remember talking about that before.
Yeah, because it was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a graphic novel. It's online, you go on, and it had drawings, shows some of the stories, but it also had video interviews as well. He is doing that again, but what he's doing is he's going around the Central African Republic and seeing the kind of the challenges facing children there. And what he wants to do is, he wants input from people. So he wants people to use the hashtag Art Beyond Borders, and he will show photos of what he's doing, but then he'll say where he's going to, or he'll suggest places he could go, and he asks people to tweet to him, suggesting what the stories want him to go into, which kind of leads they want him to follow more, so that they can input into this, and it will eventually be made into a graphic novel. And I just think it's a really interesting way of engaging people in what he does, real world issues, and we know that the finished thing is going to look awesome.
That was a great idea. Very interesting.
Yeah, I think it's. I like the stuff he does, and he just says he likes the idea. You know, people sitting at home can get involved, and then it can remove the Europe-centric news focus onto people learning about what's going on in the countries. So that's something I wanted to just quickly just bring up. If you want to look at Safe Houses, it's online at the moment. And if you want to follow Mark Ellison, go on Twitter and look up Art Beyond Borders. I've got some pictures that he has done recently. These are from yesterday, I do believe. Let me just move it on. So this is one of his tweets. This is boy who is battling, only a young boy, he's battling malaria, TB and HIV at the moment. So it's showing his kind of life. He takes the pictures are really striking as well. He's a good photographer. And then another one that we've got is this one, and this is just showing a tweet from, this was 9 hours ago, where he was off to a maternity ward and he wanted to ask people on Twitter to suggest what questions he asks when he's there and what avenues he goes down. So yeah, I think it's a cool project. So, listeners, go check it out.
I've heard about the bike riding health promoters. There's in part of India, there's these ladies called the Info Ladies that ride around on bikes. They wear pink and blue uniforms and they go around all the remote villages and do like diabetes testing and pregnancy testing, and they take laptops so they can Skype with people, and it's really cool. I think there's a lot of stuff like that that people don't know about. That stuff like this opens people's eyes up to it and maybe reduces some of the stereotypes that people have about, you know, kind of, you know, areas that maybe we only know about because we see through the gaze of, like, comic relief and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with comic relief and that, but they can often be unfairly seen as, you know, these kind of places that are just full of suffering.
And backwards.
Exactly.
And people don't help themselves.
Yeah, they need us to come in. Oh, look, we're going to tell a few jokes.
Yeah.
And then we're going to save all these people. Aren't we great? Don't forget about it for the rest of the year.
They have no agency themselves. And actually, they have, you know, huge, you know, like in, I forget which country is it? I think it might be in Nigeria. Or something about the, like, the music industry is huge, like, booming over there. There's all these different types of, like, even art, like, Western artists are now going over to Africa to try and pick up, like, some of the, like, tips from African artists and musicians.
Nigeria has the world's third biggest film industry, Nollywood.
Yeah, it does.
It's the video discs and all that. So, they're
But we just, you know, kind of when you say it, people just go, oh, Africa. And they all bundle it all together.
And that's another thing, isn't it? People think of Africa as a country.
It's
a continent with lots of countries.
Mm.
I do think, though, that South Africa as a country confuses the shit out of people. It's like, where do you live? Oh, I'm from South Africa. So, North, East and West Africa, the places then? It's like, no, it's just a country. I think it is. They need to fucking rename it. I'm telling them now. Sort yourself out.
The best one is Central African Republic. That's like because it just is so such a practical name, isn't it? Pretty much in the centre as well.
Just what it says on the tin.
So that's one of the things I wanted to highlight to our listeners. So go check that out. Next thing I wanted to now on a previous show that we did, which then we didn't because I buggered up the sound recording. We spoke about this cool thing, and this was brought out just before Christmas, and it's an interactive comic. It's done by the BBC. It's commissioned by Michael Orwell. He's the editor of Knowledge and Learning for the BBC. And it's an interactive comic which is based on the Tizard mission, and it's called Tell Me Your Secrets. And basically, it's set in World War II, where we needed American help at the beginning of it, but they weren't involved in the war. So this mission was sent, led by this guy called Henry Tizard, to go over there with all of the kind of technological advancements that we had but we couldn't develop. And he basically sat down with the Americans and said, look, we will give you this if you offer to help us. And I'd never heard of this before. And the idea of a game, or a comic book, which is interactive, based on a series of meetings, sounds, when you first hear it, like, that's going to be the most boring thing in the whole chuffing world. But it's not. It's really, really good. But you go on, then what does you learn about each of the secrets that we had? So one might be the kind of early radar systems. Another one could be kind of self-healing fuel tanks and all that. And then you go over there, and you go through the comic, you go into each meeting, and then you have to respond to what the Americans are saying, the admirals and all that, offer it. And it's just really, you get involved with it, and it shows you, at the end, the outcome, if you'd have actually made the decisions you've chosen for them. And in my one, when I first played it, Britain basically got invaded, but then America took it back because we'd given them the technology. We'd not managed to win them over. It's one of the big things that you take over with them. I've forgotten the name of it now. It was the thing that became plane-based radar. It's got a cool name, something like the Gravitron or something crap like that. But it's some really cool name. But it's so interesting playing it, and loads more kind of fascinating. It made me want to find out more about that part of history, which I'd never heard of before. So that's almost like my comic of the week, if anything.
Oh, an interactive comic.
Interactive comic.
Oh, and so how would we get access to that?
You would go on to something like a search engine of your choice.
Yeah.
And if you typed in like BBC, Tell Me Your Secrets, you would get onto it and then you'd be able to
see it. And so it's free?
Completely free.
That's nice.
And you can play through it.
Is it got a particular audience then? Is it like for kids or
adults? I don't think it's been advertised all that well. I only found it when I was just looking for stuff to do comics, and they mentioned it. I would say it's going to interest adults and probably adults more.
Maybe A level history.
If they started playing it, I think it would hook you. Also, Anthony Head, who played Giles in Buffy, he does the voiceover at the end, explaining what the effects of your decisions are on the war. That's really interesting.
I like that.
I find it really cool.
They should have more stuff like that, I think.
Well, they should do. It's just exciting. It's some of the artwork on the screen show at the moment. But it's well worth. And I don't know why more's not been made of it. The BBC have done a real service doing this. So go and check it out.
I like that.
So the next thing I wanted to talk about was, this is a project I got involved with. Don't say it out loud before I get to it for the listeners at home.
I won't, don't worry.
So I was online, and as a comic book artist of sorts, because I've made a graphic novel, you can buy it, it's on Amazon, go and buy it, listeners. I've noticed this call for artists for a project, and it was called Draw the Line, Positive Political Actions from Comic Artists. It was organised by a lady called Mafranwy Nixon. And what it is they want to make comics and art, which will eventually be put together in a website and then a book, for people who aren't happy with the current political landscape with things like Brexit and Trump. And this is what you can do, positive actions that you as a person can actually do to make things better for you and your community and stuff. And so they're working at the moment on the website for this, and then the book will be brought out later on, possibly as a Kickstarter. And I thought, that sounds cool. I need a cause.
I want a piece
of the action. And then they've got some big named artists working on this. They've got like Dave McKean, Lucy Kinsley, and also...
Nisley.
And also, don't ruin my moment. This is my moment. Steve Reynolds, Empire Geek.
Who's he?
It's me.
Oh, is that you?
It's me.
Oh,
I've even put it in bold and put a smiley face after it.
I wondered what you were called.
Yeah.
I've no idea who you are.
All that time you've been coming here. So I'm going to show you. I actually did two. You do a page based on one of the themes. And so I did one first of all. I did it so quickly that then I got to choose another one. So I want to show you my one.
Wow, this is narcissistic.
Oh, this is completely. I actually could have shown you other people's stuff. But I actually chose to just talk about me.
Show your stuff. Okay, that sounds great.
Well, I can show you mine kind of full, high quality.
Empire of Steve.
It is. It's my show. So here's the first one I did. It's called, this is to do with hacking your street. Now, some of the things are slightly illegal to do. And this is all to do with the idea that you can improve your local urban environment. So I thought, the real term for it is guerrilla urbanism. I thought, imagine a gorilla doing it. And so this is the first one I did. And then the second one I chose was to do with charity, about how anyone can arrange charity events to help, you know, any organisation. So this is the charity one. So this was Bob and Barb's Charity 101. And basically it's a man who sees himself as the king of charity and his wife secretly despises him and wants to end him. So told over one page. And so as the story goes on, you see that Barb is pretty keen on murdering.
She's not keen on Bob, is she?
No, he's a bit
of a... She does not like him. That urban gorilla thing, though, that's a real thing, isn't it?
Yeah, urban gorilla.
I saw in the news. A guy that was... Well, I've seen two different versions of it. So I've seen one guy who, whenever he'd see chewing gum stuck on the floor, he'd paint it to make it look really beautiful. And then the other one that I liked probably more was there was a particular, somewhere in England, that was getting really, they were getting bored with how many potholes there were in the road. So in an attempt to get the council to do something about it, a man would find every pothole and then he would spray paint a penis around it, knowing that the council would have to get rid of it because it was seen as obscene. So he was doing a service to the community by drawing a penis. Which is maybe what the shrimp was doing in North Icombe. Have you talked about the shrimp yet? on this podcast.
It's not, well, if it was about... We live in Lincoln, in a place called North Hykeham, and there's been a scourge. They've stopped nothing, they've caught him. There was a scourge several months ago of vandalism by a man referring to himself as the shrimp.
Yes.
And what he would do is he would write either shrimp on things.
Is that like a play on the word imp?
I think that, no, actually, he would actually draw shrimps though, wouldn't he?
Oh. Yeah.
Sometimes he created his own little signature of a shrimp. And
it's a tag. He had his own tag.
Yeah, Shrimp Squad. That's if you're a fan of him.
Shrimp is king.
Sorry, I just realised I threw the imp thing in there. That doesn't make any sense to anybody who doesn't know about the Lincoln imp. So sorry. Yeah.
Don't know. No. If you're from Lincoln, you know, for two things or three things, lots of fecking cabbages. The further you get towards the coast, inbreeding. Really? Oh yeah, Boston is just full of.
I never thought of that really.
I don't think of it when I think of Lincolnshire. I'd like to...
Potatoes.
I think of rapeseed oil.
I think of rape.
That's true as well.
Yeah. Legal highs, actually.
Oh,
Lincoln
yeah.
It was the first high street that had legal highs.
The first
highs.
High street.
High street.
I see what you did there.
Sausages, you think of when you think of Lincolnshire.
Well, the local sausage factory, we lost it because... There was one nearby to where we lived.
That's funny.
Because during the war, it was run by a German fellow, and he got put in some internment camp.
A colleague of mine, I'm waiting for a joke,
but I wasn't one.
No, no.
Just a fat, sad story. I'd love to tuck into some of his sausages.
A colleague and friend of mine says his dad was great grandfather or something was. He still got like on one of the islands. He still got a cabin with his name on.
Oh.
So, good at
that's where he's expecting to go back to have to go back to after Brexit, obviously.
Yeah, so I forgot what I was saying now. Oh yeah, on about
the shrimp.
Urbanism. Oh, the shrimp, he's a local ledge. But I do believe that the police have captured an unnamed 19-year-old youth.
Yeah.
And he's currently being questioned in connection with shrimp activity. But it was a little bit, for a brief few weeks, it was almost like Robin Hood, wasn't he? A Robin Hood who... ruins bush shelters with shit pictures of shrimps.
I'm putting it out there. I love the shrimp. He brought a little bit of interest to sleepy boring North Hykeham.
Yeah, but he didn't have to spray paint shrimp in big letters on the side of the doctor's surgery.
Yes, he did. He was making a statement.
Yeah, he's a prick.
Was he the brains or the prawn of his...
I don't know, but since he's been in police custody, he's clammed up.
That's very shellfish.
I'm trying to think of one of them. Maybe they found some child prawn on his foot. No, sorry.
That's a bad joke. I'd be getting pretty crabby if I was.
Yeah, these puns are getting a little bit fishy.
No.
That's it. Stop. Next person who says anything, I'm going to kick him in the mollocks.
Good one.
No one's listening to the podcast anymore now because of this fecking section we've done. What I was going to say is, when I was doing some research for this, and if I put this on the internet, I'm going to put pictures of other artists, not just me, because I do think you are right. I'm actually going to get, you know, the gallery from Heart Take Heart and Heartbeat and Vision On,
yeah,
which was a kids TV show if you're amazing. Not British. I'm going to put that on and show a few examples of the other amazing artwork, because there's some cracking stuff by some really good illustrators. So if I do put this on the internet, you can look at it now in the gallery. So I would actually we don't need to pause for that.
No.
So what I was saying was, I think it might be in Colombia, I might be wrong, at this local TV station, paid to have sensors put in on the potholes. Whenever you drove over it, a message would be tweeted to the local planning section of the council, saying an old woman has just ruined the suspension on a car, whatever, so that they were constantly getting a tweet every time someone went over a pothole. Is that not clever?
That's a great idea.
Other stuff they do is like the idea of some guy decided he would paint like bike lanes, which is, so he added a bicycle lane into his street. But there's other more kind of serious, non-funny ones. There's a guy whose daughter was killed by just on the edge of some road where the car traffic would come very close to the pavement. And he said, you need to put a railing up there, more people are going to die like my daughter. They ignored him. So he actually put the railing up himself, and then the council said, no, you can't do that, it's not in line, it needs to be a certain height and whatever. So people like him who've gone out of the way to make their society better.
Mm.
Well, like improving like old ruined phone boxes, using them for libraries of like video dispensers so we can take DVDs out and stuff from them.
Yeah.
I loves it. But this project, this Draw the Line, is so much more than just what I've told you about. I'm really excited about it, to be part of it as well. And I can't wait for it to come out. So I want to give a round of applause to, I think, Mfanwi Nixon. She's the lady that I've... She's not the only person involved with it, but she's the lady that I've kind of dealt with. So big up her and all the other people who've worked with it. You deserve a pat on the back.
Can I just... add to completely off topic, but I've just had a message via our little group WhatsApp from Stolen Penis that he's in Nottingham. And he's then said, I've not lifted for a few weeks now, been too busy, need to sort that out. Why is he telling us?
He's a fucking prick, isn't he? After he... Let's let you know, listeners, because I think they need to know.
Has he had his 4,000 calories for the day?
I asked...
That's the thing, you could still lose weight.
I asked people yesterday if they were coming to the podcast, didn't I? I said, you come in the podcast, and he went...
Yeah, you did.
I am. And then I reminded him, I reminded people today, no reply from him. And this isn't the first time he has let me down, ladies and gents. But he did, when was it he rang me up? Was it yesterday or today?
Today.
Today, he rang me up to ask me, knowing full well I was expecting him for the podcast, if I would do him a fecking favour and do some artwork for him. And then now, after he's told me he will be here, and I've asked him repeatedly, and he's ignored me, he then messages just to say that he's not been to the gym.
Yeah. That's no surprise, is it?
He's a dickhead.
I do like my new name for him, though. Stolen Penis. That's... I'm going to use that
one. I'm going to call him Laps, because I think that's not a new name. I'll bleep it, because my mum listens to it. It's a big fat shit. Not my mum. Not my mum. She's lovely.
I know she is.
She's like a little elf, isn't she? A little elf, leg. Don't think.
Yeah, she
I can imagine her living in the forest, leading like a tribe of kind of pixies or something, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
And she'd be carried on a... You know,
a leaf.
On a big leaf, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the queen of the pixies. She'd be like, oh, hello. Come on in.
Oh.
Oh. Anyway, that means nothing to the listeners. Let's not talk about how lovely my mum is. So yeah, that is a project that I have worked on. I've given you a very kind of self-serving explanation of it. Yeah. I don't apologise for that.
You blow your own trumpet a lot?
Literally. I'm like... I've been tooting on my own trumpet all night.
Have you had some ribs taken out?
I didn't need to. I've broken myself just to get at it.
That's too gross.
So, yeah, but it's going to be published very soon, and I look forward to seeing it. And even if it's not just to look at my greatness, there's so many amazing artists who've worked on that, and I think it's a really good project. And I like the fact that people are coming together to do something like this. So big up all the people who've worked on that.
Okay, we're getting towards the end of the show now, but before we go, I want to give a little shout out to... Want to say little? I want it to be a big shout out to Pipe Dream Comics and their quarterly magazine, The Pull List. Now, before, I know what you're going to think. You're going to think, why is Steve shilling for them? Are they paying him the big bucks? And no, they're not. If they want to, you know, feel free, chaps. I don't mind, you know. I don't mind taking money for anyone. And I would mind even less from something which was particularly high quality, like The Pull List. So, before Christmas, they sent me a copy of the latest one, because as I said, it comes out quarterly. And I looked at it, and it's brilliant. We actually reviewed an earlier issue, several episodes of the podcast ago. And one of the things we were saying was, when we heard about it, I was thinking, it's going to be okay. You know, it's a zine made by some fans. Yeah, it will be interesting. But what I got was, first of all, there's loads of pages in it. It's value for money. You get the quantity, but by Jove, you also get the quality. And it looks brilliant. It's written really well, and the level of information in there is outstanding. And this sounds a little bit like a kind of a backhanded compliment saying it's just like a real magazine, because it is a real magazine. You can get it if you want it from if you go to Pipe Dream Comics online, or if you go to Gumroad, which is a website which you can buy from, and just look up The Pull List, you'll be able to find it on there, and it's only 99p to get, and it's well worth it. Loads of pages, loads of articles, and in the latest one, you've got an interview with David Lloyd, who does Aces Weekly. They also have artists on there. So, for example, they've got Chris Imbrun from Reckless Hero. They have got a front cover design that's really brilliant. They talk to the guys behind that as well. They chat about comiXology. There's so much that I'm not going to sit here just reeling it all off. But I just wanted to, it's not even been obliged to. I just feel that they do such a good job. And because they've sent me another copy of it, that I would be a bit of a twat if I didn't actually go out of my way to give them the big thumbs up on it, because it's brilliant. They're doing a great, brilliant service, and I don't know how much kind of praise they get at the moment. So I know they went to a con recently with the first print version of it, but however much they get ain't enough. They're doing a smashing job, and it is top quality. So thumbs up to them. Go get the pull list. It's available on Gumroad, and it's only 99p. What can you buy with 99p now? Sod all. Maybe 2 packets of crap sweets. Sod that. You want the pull list for Pipe Dream Comics. And that brings me to the end of the show. So I hope you had a good time. I've been Steve. You've been awesome. Oh, that's so cringy. But anyway, you've been good. You've not been awesome. You've been good. I'm going to monitor how well as an audience you do. If you'd ever want to kind of contribute to the show by sending in a rude message about one of the cast members, not me, you can get us on the Twitter at Empire Geek, or you can email us at empireofgeek@hotmail.com, and you can chat to us there if you like, and I will read out your messages, unless it's against me and it's funny, in which case sod off, don't bother. Anyway, that's for all for now. Goodbye.
That was ghastly.